Jack Schenker's on the line again. Where are you now, Jack?
I've just come out of the square to get a bit of breathing space and begin to type up some of the stories for tomorrow's paper. And the numbers are still growing. Darkness is drawing in, and people are defying the curfew for you know, I think it must be the fifth or sixth night running now. And apparently the latest we've heard just as I was leaving was that there's about to be a concert in the square. Some local musicians and some local speakers are about to create a sort of focal point right in the middle of the Maidan, which we haven't really had over the last few days. Like I was saying to you earlier, there were these different pockets of activity and different groups moving around doing their own thing. And now apparently there's an attempt to erect some sort of stage right in the middle. And we're going to have some music there and some speeches. And the suggestion really is from the protesters that, you know, we're not going anywhere. And this is going to continue, for indefinitely until Mubarak leaves. All plans for a march on the presidential palace appear to be off now. People want to remain in the square. They want to make sure that the police can't retake it from them. And their impression is that as long as they keep this up with hundreds of thousands, you know, if not over a million on the streets, and as long as the country remains in a state of absolute paralysis with the stock market closed, with banks closed, with the transport links not running, tanks on the street, the judges are on the streets, the judiciary, the police force, none of that is there, none of that is in operation, and of course food supplies are running out, the economy has essentially ground to a halt. As long as that's continuing to happen and they're still in the square, Mubarak must surely leave before the week is out. They're definitely bedding themselves down for the night and once again taking no notice whatsoever of the curfew.
We're hearing reports of sort of rumours going round that Mubarak's gone, and then cheers going up. How does that work? Give me a sense of the feverish atmosphere.
Well, there's a huge amount of rumour and conjecture, and it's all amplified by the fact that obviously we have no internet access, we have no text messaging. If you've got an Egyptian SIM card, you can't text anybody or receive text. And even our mobile phone access keeps coming and going. It's been blocked for days, and occasionally it comes back. At the moment in the square, it's been mainly off. We don't know whether that's because the government's turning off the nearby transmitters or whether it's just a crush of people all trying to use their phone at the same time, bringing down the network. But either way, there's no reliable means of communication, and the result is information passes from, you know, person to person, through word of mouth, and a lot of stuff gets exaggerated. You know, as you say, there's constantly, you suddenly hear an eruption of whistling and cheering, and a frisson goes through the crowd, and people say, oh, you know, Mubarak's been seen leaving his private jet, flying off in his private jet towards Saudi Arabia. Other regime figures, their names are bandied about, they're fleeing the country, they've been seen arriving in London. But of course, we can't confirm any of it, and those particular spikes in euphoria quickly die down. But overall, you know, the euphoria is still at a very, very high level, and people almost have the attitude of, well, it doesn't really matter now. He has to leave. He's brought the biggest country in the Arab world to a point of complete paralysis and crisis. His security forces, which were really the only thing that he had in terms of his international legitimacy, you know, this was his ability to ensure stability in such a sensitive region. They've been beaten off the streets in triumphant fashion by the protesters. He has nothing left, and surely it's only a matter of time before his own top brass and, you know, the generals and the top politicians around him say, Mr. Mubarak, it's time to get on that plane.
And at no sign at all of trouble?
Very, very little. The square itself is very well secured. Like I mentioned earlier, we have these community checkpoints where people are being very friendly fashion searched for weapons and having their IDs checked. All of us, as we enter the square, including foreign journalists, we're all searched. We all have our IDs checked. They're making sure that there's no policemen who are, you know, the hated Amin Markezi Central Security Forces who were beaten off the streets on Friday, and making sure that none of those, even in plain clothes, could slip into the crowd. In Egypt, your ID card says your job, so all policemen would have that on an ID card. And so by showing your ID card, they can ensure that policemen don't get in. And the idea is that, you know, infiltrators will be prevented, weapons will be prevented, and it's really a carnival atmosphere. There are reports of very small pro-Mubarak protests breaking out somewhere else in the city. We haven't been able to confirm those independently, and certainly, you know, if they are taking place, they're likely to be of a very, very small nature.
Just another rumour.
Just another rumour, exactly. And I think the main thing, though, is that amidst all this carnival atmosphere and euphoria, it's really easy to forget that, you know, this time 10 days ago, just over a week ago, it was surprising to see anything more than 50, you know, protesters on the street, you know, coming together to chant anti-Mubarak slogans and be openly critical of the president. And now you have, you know, by all accounts, close to a million on the street, holding up some of the most phenomenal placards in a whole variety of languages and just chanting again and again and again with huge, huge, momentous energy that they want their president to go, and they want this regime to fall. And that has happened in the space of a week, and it's obviously something which built over a long time, and, you know, arguably over, you know, the 3 decades that Mubarak has been in power. But it's such an incredible transformation on the streets of Cairo compared to what we would have seen just 10 days ago.
Okay, Jack, you better write it all up. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Cheers.